This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. With federal approval of a coronavirus booster shot expected soon, the state is getting ready to deliver hundreds of thousands of doses a week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Governor Jared Polis expects the FDA to okay the third shot for those who got the Pfizer vaccine by next week, with approval expected for Moderna and J&J in the coming weeks. He says some can already get it, like those who are 65 or older or have a weakened immune system.
We hope that people go ahead and get that. And this is really the next phase of adding an additional level of protection against the virus.
Polis says the National Guard will help get the vaccine to people living in long-term care facilities. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Arapahoe County District Attorney decided to drop all remaining charges against three protesters demonstrating against the death of Elijah McClain during the summer of 2020. Protesters Joel Northam, Lillian House, and Terrence Roberts had faced a number of serious charges connected to the July demonstrations from two district attorneys' offices. But both DAs, newly elected since 2020, have steadily dropped those charges, and the remaining minor ones were dismissed in the last week. Around Denver today, mostly sunny skies, possible thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 80. For the Springs, also highs around 80, with showers likely this afternoon. Across northwest Colorado, mostly sunny skies, highs in the 80s. And tonight for Colorado, lows mostly in the 50s, though the mountains could reach down to the 40s and even the 30s in some spots. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Find us online at cpr.org and krcc.org.